Raising the vibration, stiff arming the karmic nation. I love you all. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? We're going to go over three poses: Tadasana, aka mountain pose. And then we're going to go over Uttanasana, forward fold. And then we're going to go to downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. So then we're getting into our flow. So as you're standing up strong and tall, we're going to be able to flow and grow and know that we can go to a forward fold. And then if we want to plant our hands, we can go to downward facing dog, similar to going into a burpee or just putting our hands on the ground, getting up and down from there, moving and grooving and just being in gratitude. So, namaste, namaste. And let's start out with Tadasana, Tadasana, Tadasana. So exhale, take a deep breath. And just know anytime you're standing up in a tall mountain posture, you're getting grounded just like a tree. If you lift one leg up and you're balancing in tree posture, arms can reach up and you can grow. But understand the foundation starts with our feet, our toes, how we're grounded, and then also the footwear that we're wearing. So be mindful of just the sole of your shoes, of your footwear, and not be caught up in the brand name, but be cognizant, is it giving you a strong foundation, a solid firm foundation, or more squishy? And then knowing what the footwear purpose is it more for running, is it more for trail hiking, is it more for swimming, if you're scuba gear, is it socks, slippers for the house? Are they snow winter boots? Are they track shoes? Are they hockey skates? Every footwear has a purpose. Some are multi-purpose and some are great for just you walking about. So get familiar with yourself being barefoot, grounded down, and then know how it differs when you're wearing different pairs of shoes, different insoles and whatnot. So much love, much love, much love. Starting out with Tadasana.
Tadasana. In this posture, you'll learn to stand as firm and erect as a mountain. The word Tada in Sanskrit means mountain. Most people do not balance perfectly on both legs, leading to ailments which can be avoided. Tadasana teaches you the art of standing correctly and increases your awareness of your body. It is the foundation stone for the other asanas. Practicing it gives rise to a sense of firmness, strength, stillness, and steadiness. Cautions. If you have Parkinson's disease or spinal disc disorder, you may find it helpful to stand facing a wall with your palms placed on it. People with scoliosis should rest the spine against the protruding edge of the two adjoining walls. Stand with your feet together on a smooth, uncovered floor. Make sure that your feet are in line with each other with both the big toes and heels touching. If you find it difficult to keep your feet together, separate them by about 2 to 3 inches or 7 centimeters. Rest your weight on the centers of the arches of your feet, not on the heels or toes. Stretch out your toes and keep them relaxed. 2. Firmly press your feet down onto the floor and stretch both your legs up. Keep both ankles in line with each other. Your legs should be perpendicular to the floor and aligned with each other. Tighten your kneecaps and quadriceps and pull them up. Draw your hips in by squeezing them and tightening your buttocks. 3. Extend your arms along the sides of your body with your palms facing your thighs and fingers pointing down. Keep the head and spine in a straight line. Stretch your neck without tensing the muscles. Pull your lower abdomen in and up. Lift your sternum and broaden your chest. Breathe normally during all the steps of the asana. 4. Press your heels and the mounds of your toes down on the floor. This will place equal pressure on the outer and inner edges of the feet. Guard against balancing on the front of the feet. Now consciously, rest most of your weight on your heels. Hold the posture for 20 to 30 seconds. Benefits of Tadasana, Mountain Posture. It corrects bad posture by straightening the spine, improves the alignment of your body, counters the degenerative effects of aging on the spine, legs, and feet, and tones the buttocks muscles. Additional tips for Tadasana Mountain Posture. Keep the head, neck, and spine in a straight line. Tighten your buttocks. Keep your head upright and look straight ahead. Do not lift your shoulders. Raise your sternum. Keep your arms close to your sides. Keep your fingers together. Straighten your toes from the base to the tips. Namaste, namaste, fam. Uttanasana, intense forward stretch posture. The spine receives a deliberate and intense stretch in this asana. The word ut means deliberate or intense in Sanskrit, while tana connotes stretch. The practice of Uttanasana helps the body and the brain recover from mental and physical exhaustion. This asana can help those who are prone to anxiety or depression since it rejuvenates the spinal nerves and brain cells. It also slows down the heartbeat. Cautions. If you have a spinal disc disorder, stop at step 3. Ensure that your spine is concave throughout the asana. Those prone to acidity or dizziness should practice this asana with the legs positioned slightly apart. Step 1. Stand in Tadasana with your legs straight and fully stretched. Tighten your kneecaps and then pull them up. Raise your arms towards the ceiling, the palms facing forward. Stretch your whole body. Take 1 or 2 breaths. 2. Exhale and bend forward from the waist. Keep your legs fully stretched. Make sure that your body weight is placed equally on both feet. Extend your toes. 3. Bend your torso further and place your palms onto the floor in front of your feet. Separate your ankles a little to free your lower back, buttocks, and legs. Consciously stretch the skin at the backs of your knees and thighs. For beginners, lift your toes and press your heels down on the floor. As you bend, instead of your palms, you can rest your fingertips on the floor until you are more flexible. 4. Move your hands back and place them next to your heels. Rest on your fingers and thumbs with the palms raised off the floor. Keep your thighs fully stretched. Feel the energy flow along the back of your legs, into the waist and down your spine. Pull your kneecaps into your knees, keeping both knees parallel to each other and fully open out at the back. The pressure on the inner and outer edges of your feet should be equal. 5. Exhale and push your torso closer to your legs until your face rests on the knees. Push your torso and abdomen further down toward the floor until your chin touches both knees. Your chin should not touch your chest, since this will cause your neck and throat to tighten, leading to pressure on the head. Hold the posture for 30 to 60 seconds, breathing evenly. Benefits of Uttanasana: intense forward stretch posture. It relieves mental and physical exhaustion. It slows down the heartbeat, tones the liver, spleen, and kidneys, relieves stomach ache, and reduces abdominal and back pain during menstruation. Advanced work in the posture is when you place your fingers on the floor, turn your arms out and stretch them down. Imagine you are pushing the skin of your arms down from your armpits to your fingertips. Focus on your ribs. Consciously stretch each rib from the bottom of your rib cage right up to your armpits. Then descend even further from your armpits. This will open the back of your inner thighs. Feel a continuous stretch from your heels to the crown of your head. In this forward fold, open out the back of your knees. Push your torso and spine down. Keep the inner sides of your ankles, knees, and thighs together. Stretch and open the muscles of your thighs. Extend your toes from the arches of your feet. Keep your hips parallel to the floor. As you're coming out of the posture, inhale and raise your head without lifting your palms off the floor. Press your fingers into the floor and descend your armpits. Then raise your torso gradually. Always be sure to come up with your back straight. Stand in Tadasana. Tips for the posture. Stretch your entire body while raising your arms. When folding forward, extend your calf muscles. Keep your spine concave. Stretch your torso forward in the fold as you press the front of your soles down onto the floor. Stretch your arms from your shoulders. Correcting yourself. If your knees bend, the tailbone juts out, affecting the posture. Stretch your thighs, keeping the kneecaps locked and pushed up. Namaste, 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 fam. Adho Svanasana, downward facing dog posture. In this asana, your body takes the shape of a dog stretching itself. Adho means to have your face downward in Sanskrit, and Svana translates as dog. The asana helps runners since it reduces stiffness in the heels and makes the legs strong and agile. Holding the posture for 1 minute restores energy when you are tired. This asana gently stimulates your nervous system, and regular practice will rejuvenate your whole body. Cautions: if you have high blood pressure or frequent headaches, support your head with a bolster. If you are prone to dislocation of the shoulders, ensure that your arms do not rotate out. Do not practice this asana in any advanced stage of pregnancy. The guru's advice: to make sure that my student's arms are straight, I stand on his hands to keep them firmly placed on the floor. Then I press his shoulder blades in, creating a right angled triangle presentation of the posture. In this position, you should feel an intense stretch from your buttocks along the dorsal and thoracic spine, right down to your palms. Benefits: this posture, downward facing dog, Adho Svanasana, calms the brain and gently stimulates the nerves, slows down the heartbeat, reduces stiffness in the shoulder blades and arthritis in the shoulder joints, strengthens the ankles and tones the legs, relieves pain in the heels, and softens calcaneal spurs, checks heavy menstrual flow, and helps to prevent hot flashes during menopause. To do this pose, 1. Stand in Tadasana, exhale, and bend from the waist, placing each palm onto the floor beside each foot. For beginners, exhale and bend from your waist. Bend both knees and place your palms on the floor next to your feet. 2. Bend your knees and step back approximately 4 feet, one leg at a time. Keep your palms about 3 to 4 feet or 1 meter apart. Make sure that the distance between your feet is the same as that between your palms. 3. Position your right leg in line with your right arm and your left leg in line with your left arm. Stretch your fingers and toes. Raise your heels. Tighten the muscles at the top of your thighs and pull in your kneecaps. Then stretch the arches of your feet and bring your heels down onto the floor again. 4. Pull your inner arms up from the elbows to the shoulders. Move your torso toward your legs. Feel the stretch from your palms to your heels. Now exhale, stretch the base of your neck and lower the crown of your head onto the floor. Hold the posture for 15 to 20 seconds. For intermediates, before you lower your head, move the deltoids deep into the shoulder joints and lift your shoulder blades. Press both palms down onto the floor and pull your sternum up toward your diaphragm. Key tips. Straighten your arms in step 2 as you step back. 3. In down dog, keep your feet parallel to each other. 4. In down dog, push your buttocks up and back. 5. Stretch both legs equally. 6. Keep your feet flat on the floor with the toes pointing straight ahead if you can. Bend the knees if necessary. And then 7. Rest on the front of your crown of your head, if possible, keeping your arms fully stretched. For advanced work in the posture, move your legs as far back as possible. Ensure that both thighs are stretched equally. The inner and outer back edges should be parallel to each other. If your thighs are not parallel, they tend to shorten and lose their stretch. Similarly, keep your spine stretched out. Do not compress it. Feel the energy in the spine flowing up, from the neck to the buttocks, and not the other way around. Tuck in your shoulder blades and broaden your chest. As the chest opens out fully, your breathing becomes deep. Be aware of the depth. Coming out of the posture, inhale and gradually lift your head off the floor. Walk your feet toward your palms and come back to Tadasana. Namaste, 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 fam.
Namaste, yogis, 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 yogis. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. X was rugging, but we got it recorded, so posting it up. Little breathe, stretch, shake. How to stand in mountain posture, Tadasana. Forward-fold, Uttanasana. So it's like anytime we're coming out of the shower, folding forward, wiping that towel in our hair, drying our hair, or folding over, tying our shoes, or picking up something off the ground. Getting that forward-fold stretch, stretching out the hamstring, decompressing the spine. And then from there, we can move to our downward facing dog or move from our downward facing dog to that forward fold Uttanasana to our Tadasana mountain posture. So they're all synonymous, vice versa, interchangeable. So have fun with it. Namaste, 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 namaste. I love you all. I love you all. Keep creating, keep co-creating, manifesting this heaven on earth, this reality that we have, this opportunity, the only time we have is right now, in this present moment. Praise our angels, ancestors. Praise El Gaia. Thank you all. Thank you all. Namaste, namaste, namaste.